In my life, I said the mourner's Kaddish hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of times. I said it for people at funerals, I led services and recited it for the congregation. Its words were as familiar to me as any prayer. I said it over and over and over again. But I always knew that I wasn't saying it. Because I wasn't saying it for me, I was saying it as the leader of the congregation to enable other people to recite it at Shiva homes and services. And because I needed to distinguish for myself when I was saying it and when I would really say it, when I used to lead the mourner's Kaddish, there was one thing that I never did. In the last line, Oseh Shalom Bimromav, I never stepped back. When you recite the Kaddish, you are supposed to step back 3 steps, and I never did. I faced the congregation, and I said the prayer, and I stood still. For the first time, about 4 months ago, at my father's grave, I said the mourner's Kaddish and I stepped back. And I have been stepping back ever since. I step back and I remember. I see him in moments. Sometimes unexpected, unbidden, all of a sudden, I'll see his face or his smile or hear his words. I'll remember the time in 5th grade when I called from the principal's office and told him that I was in trouble and how he laughed. And I'll remember the time that I called him from California and told him that I decided to become a rabbi and how he cried. I'll remember the letter that I wrote him when I spent a year studying at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, saying that I had finally discovered Wordsworth and I understood now why he loved the poetry of Wordsworth so much. And I'll remember the letter that he wrote me back, saying how happy it was that I had discovered the poetry of Wordsworth, but please, David, he said, don't forget that we have our own Wordsworth as well. Their names are Bialik and Chernyakhovsky and Yehuda Halevi and Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, and your ear must hear their music as well as the music of the literature that you're studying. Again and again, I find myself in the privacy of my own thoughts stepping back. It's now decades ago that I stood at a bima very much like this one as a bar mitzvah boy, and my father presided over my bar mitzvah, and his sermon was talking to me as he did with my 3 brothers. He dispensed with the sermon and just talked to us. I even remember the humiliating story he told about me. How when I was a little boy, he said, in front of the entire congregation, I used to get up in my grandmother's house on a small footstool and stand up on the stool and throw my arms out and say, presenting David Wolpe. And then he said, you had nothing to do. You didn't sing, you didn't dance, you just presented yourself. And that was all. You see, things haven't changed all that much. And then I remember that in a few months, I'll bar mitzvah my own daughter here on this pulpit, stepping back. By the way, 1, 2, 3, January 23rd, you are all invited. I just saved a lot of postage. You'll get a letter too, but you're invited. And so, this year I wondered, because this Yisker sermon is for him, it can't be otherwise. For the man who gave so many Yisker sermons over the course of some 50 years or more in the rabbinate, what do I say? And I turned to the only place that could give me guidance. Since I am preparing a book of my father's sermons and writings, I looked through his sermons and I thought to myself, okay, Dad, give me the story. And sure enough, 20 years ago, in one of his High Holiday sermons, he told the following story about a friend of his who was with him in the former Soviet Union in the worst days of the persecution of the Jewish people. And his friend went to a small synagogue where they just managed to scrape together a minyan. And the old man next to him got up and recited the Kaddish. And after the service was over, my father's friend went to him and said, I'm so sorry for your loss. Whom have you lost? And he said, no, you don't understand. I'm reciting the Kaddish for me. Because I know when I'm gone, there will be no one else to say Kaddish for me. And that was the story. I thought about how 1,000 children pass through our schools each year in this place. I thought about the literally tens of thousands of children and adults who come here to learn and to pray. And I thank God. I remember that when Moses comes before God for the very first time at the burning bush, and God says he's going to send you, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh, Moses asks his first question of God. And do you know what the question is? He says, Mi Anochi, who am I? He doesn't know. He's half Egyptian, half Jewish. He lives in Midian. He doesn't know who he is. And God tells him that he's a Jew. I have chosen you, says God. You will go to Pharaoh. And he knows he's not going to Pharaoh as an Egyptian. And do you know what I think of as the essential difference between an Egyptian and a Jew in that world? An Egyptian reads hieroglyphs. Hieroglyphs are an ancient word that means priestly writing. The writing in Egypt, as in all of the ancient world, were for the priests. But the Torah was for everyone. Every child was supposed to learn to read the Torah. What it means to create a legacy is to learn and to love what those before you learned and loved. And when my daughter stands on this bima and she reads the Torah, she will be fulfilling her grandfather's dream. The Dor Vador, from generation to generation. Among the many wonderful scholars and teachers and writers that I was privileged to meet in my father's home, Elie Wiesel and Isaac Batsheva Singer and Trudy Weiss Rosman and a whole parade, one of the most entrancing and delightful was the late, great Pinchas Pelli. And I remember what he said in his talk to the congregation, this professor of Torah from Israel who was eloquent and charming and wonderful. He said, you know, there's a big debate that goes on in Israel these days about who is a Jew. But I don't define a Jew, he said, by his or her grandparents. I define a Jew by their grandchildren. If you want to know if you lived a Jewish life, the best place to look, he says, is your grandchildren. And when I stand at the bima with my daughter beside me, my father will receive his blessing. That is stepping back. That's understanding what you have received and being grateful for it. And knowing that when you step back in the mourner's kaddish, as you conclude the kaddish, you step forward. Because a legacy is not only what you receive, it's what you pass on with what you've received. L'dor v'ador doesn't only mean from past generations, it means to future generations. And as my father would tell you, were he here now, these are the lines from the end of the Prelude by William Wordsworth, who wrote, "What we have loved, others will love, and we will show them how." I was taught to love and taught to show, taught to cherish the legacy of stepping back and to understand the necessity of stepping forward. So who will step back and remember for you and for your children and for your grandchildren? We will. We've been doing it for thousands of years. This people, this congregation, this community, we will. We will be the ones who will remember that man who had no one to say Kaddish for him. We don't forget him. We will carry the legacy of those who came before us. We will remember. We're the ones who endure. And what we have loved, we will teach others to love. Yizkor, remember. There is one thing I know. I knew it at my father's grave, and I know it today. Ours is the tradition that echoes through eternity. Ours is the bittersweet joy that turns a soul to God and opens a soul like a flower turns to the sun and opens its petals. Ours is the love that does not die. And in this year, as each year, we pray for the blessing of those whom we remember with love, that their light illuminates our lives, and that we have the wisdom not only to step back and be filled with their heart and their soul, but to step forward, to bless those who come after us, to allow them to understand that they are the heirs of a noble, a beautiful, and a sacred past, and the custodians of a blessed and a loving future. Amen.